Derek, Jim, and Olya for a very insightful session. Before we move on to the NFA member engagement opportunity from Dale, I did want to ask if you do have a seat next to you with a purse or a coat, if you would please remove that because we do have some people in the back needing seats and we do still have a lot of open seats. I know it's a tight space, but if you could just help us with that. And with that, I'm going to invite Dale to come up.
Thank you, Matthew. I know it's been said before, but welcome and thank you, everyone, for attending today. It's nice to see some familiar faces in the crowd. Makes this a little easier. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm Dale Spiljarek, a VP in our examinations group in OTC Derivatives. And I normally don't have prepared remarks, kind of wing it, but I figured I'd try something new, so I do have some things to specifically talk to you about. And that has to do with the engagement opportunities. Mike mentioned it earlier, Matthews mentioned it, and so provide a little bit more context for you now so that you know what we're up to. So today's member workshop is just one way for members to interact with NFA, learn about regulatory obligations, discuss new initiatives, and provide input. We continually look for ways to make sure that our members are informed about NFA's activities, and for members to contribute their thoughts or concerns. It's important to NFA that we continue to evaluate the ways in which we connect with our members to ensure that we're helping members understand how to meet their regulatory obligations. For NFA, engagement goes beyond education, beyond events like this. Engagement also includes the way our staff communicate with members on exams, how we share NFA news and updates through our website, how we manage and support the systems that you may use. So in addition to this workshop and those that we're scheduling for later, we'll actually be going to London later this fall, we'll also be holding other feedback-focused events in other locations where there are concentrations of members. We'll also look to provide an opportunity on a virtual basis to meet with membership categories in a little bit smaller setting to discuss any feedback that you have for us. You may be sitting there wondering, well, why now, right? Well, as we've heard on the previous panel and some of Mike's remarks earlier, we certainly are in the phase of almost unprecedented change. Spot digital asset trading, the growth of retail-oriented driven markets, generative AI, potentially significant market structure changes like 24/7 trading. To be honest, we think this is an opportune time to hear from you, to talk with you, to get feedback from you. So to date, we've met with our board of directors. We've met with some trade associations to solicit some initial feedback on the approach and how best to gather feedback and the topics to concentrate on. And so in addition to the critical issues that I previously mentioned that have been discussed today, we really want to hear more about our interactions with you during exams, our rulemaking process, the technology and systems that you may use, the communications that we send, including the information on our website, as I've mentioned, and our education efforts such as this workshop. Be honest, be open. We certainly want to hear from you. So for today's purposes, you may have seen the QR code that was put up earlier. You may see it in the lobby. If you scan that code, you can schedule some time, dedicated time, to meet with us. We look forward to meeting with you. Obviously, we can't meet with each and every one of you today, but like I said, there's going to be more opportunities upcoming. Be on the lookout for communications, other locations, and virtual events that we'll be working on. And I know probably many of you attend some of the various conferences that are put on by industry trade associations. We actively participate in those, so I would encourage you to come up to us if you see us there, whether we're on a panel or otherwise. We're working with the trade associations to make sure that we have a presence at those events as well. So just to wrap this up, we want everybody to know that we really do strive to fulfill our regulatory responsibilities at the highest level. and being open to feedback and additional ideas will only enhance our regulatory programs. So happy to take any questions that any of you may have now. Otherwise, we certainly look forward to meeting with some of you later today. Okay. On to break.
Yeah, we'll now take a 30-minute break. We'll be back here at 11. So help yourself to some breakfast items and use the restrooms.